Exclusive, Derek Van Orden, Virginia was a referendum on the socialist policies of the Biden-Harris administration. By Jacob Bliss on November 6, 2021. Former Navy SEAL and Republican Derek Van Orden, running for the Wisconsin 3rd Congressional District open seat, told Breitbart News Saturday that Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin's win in Virginia was a referendum on the failed big government socialist policies of the Biden-Harris administration. Van Orden told host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington political editor, that Americans are absolutely angry because parents want to be able to have a say in their child's education and want to be able to have a say in whether or not the government is able to force them through mandates to do things they don't want to do. The Wisconsin Republican said that Americans are also having problems filling up the gas tank and buying groceries on the same day, which is why when Republicans win, across the country, as well as Virginia, which happened this past week with Youngkin, Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears, and down the ballot with Republicans flipping the state house, it is a referendum on the failed big government socialist policies of the Biden-Harris administration. Van Orden said that voters in Wisconsin have the same energy, and it will make a difference in the midterm elections. The energy is here. And we were taking America back. Later in the interview, he said the only way to run against Democrats going into next year is we absolutely, unequivocally crush them in 2022, with the congressional midterms. He said after we win 40 to 50 seats and take back the House, that will be the time to put the brakes on this 100-yard dash to socialism that we're on, noting, then we flip the Senate. And we also take back the presidency in 2024. The former Navy SEAL explained that the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed the House Friday night is a part of the county's dash towards socialism. Van Orden thinks that the 13 Republicans who voted for the infrastructure package and allowed the far left to send it to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law just voted themselves out of a job, and rightly so. There's absolutely no excuse for doing that. There has been a massive sea change in the United States that they don't understand in Washington, D.C., due to passing massive bills like an infrastructure package that will end up being paid for by today's grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He said the electoral process of taking the country back starts next year in the midterms, because after the House is in Republican control, the party will be in a position to take back the Senate and the White House in 2024. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.